Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. And we are streaming live on KCNR 1460. At least, yes, we're streaming live. Right, Bob?
We would like a signal report on that. If somebody is tuned in on the computer, we'd like to get a signal report on that because we made a few changes to improve our ability to stream and record our shows for archiving purposes. So I'd like a little feedback.
Give us a call, 605-4567.
And speaking of input, here she is, Linda Bott.
Good morning. It's going to be 76 today. It's currently 56, 76 and breezy. Yesterday, we know we had that golden 80 degrees. I'm not exactly sure what the temperature was, what it really reached, but I can tell you at the doggy park at 4 o'clock, it was warm. Warm. I couldn't believe it. 7:05, if you're just hitting the floor, we have a chock-filled morning. Chock-filled sounds like we're going to eat something.
Chock-full enough. Which is kind of describes this studio this morning there. You know, every time you try to, you try to improve a or add something new to a studio in radio, or I guess in a lot of times it's technical, things that are technical, you suffer that chance of pushing it just a little bit up, a little bit too much. Well, today, with everything we did on one side of the box that makes all this work, Fox News didn't come out of the other side of the box. So we're working on that right now. We'll get that hopefully up by the next hour. But again, anytime you start something, you got to go out there and you got to take a step. And we have been working on it this evening. Well, I guess this morning, since like 3 this morning.
Now, I know one of the things that we all kind of like are disgusted with is the health care bill and the 3,000-page document that many people think nobody has read. But my question is, isn't it being voted on before the weekend's out?
Well, I think it's going to be voted on Sunday. In fact, they think that, you know, the CBO came out, Congressional Budget Office came out. And, you know, the funny thing is how people count. You know, I used to think that if we counted that, you know, 1 to, you know 100 equals 100. But then again, I always thought that when you voted for a bill, it was, you know, the House voted and then the Senate voted and then they went back and they reconciled. And they passed it by everybody going yes or no. And again, I'm a little concerned because the talk is still if they don't have a certain amount of votes that they can pass a bill without it being voted on by just passing the reconciliation parts of it. And then it goes to the Senate, and then the Senate can just say, hey, this is just a budget bill, so we only need 51 votes. When you've got 68% of the nation against this.
Hey, we just had a weather alert. I guess there's going to be winds up to 40 miles per hour in the valley. Oy, so you're driving the tall big rigs. Just be careful. Lots of pollen leaves blowing. So those high-profile vehicles will have problems.
You know, the thing about it
is... You're doing sign language to me, what?
Well, I needed something here.
Stop it.
Okay, let's talk about good things. Let's talk about good things. The Redding City Council, you know, on Tuesday voted to apply as one of the locations for the web giant of Google to provide fiber optic internet services to homes and businesses. Now, a lot of you think, what's so important about that? Well, there's a lot of things that are important. Its goal is to provide 1 gigabit per second for home users. That's more than 100 times faster than most current broadband connections, but at roughly the same price. Okay, so you say, why? You know, Bob is over here. He's salivating here. He's just salivating. But one of the things that's really going to help, it could help schools. I mean, it could really beef up their online courses. They could have utilities, could have smart grid power management. What else, Bob?
Well, I would point out that it was the invention of the microchip down in Silicon Valley that helped lever us out of the economic doldrums of the 80s. This could have every bit as much effect on our current economic situation. Those of us who were living and working during those mid-80s, interest rates were pushing 20% in some cases. It was very, very hard to get things done, and a lot of businesses went toes up. Sound familiar? And it was the microchip revolution that really levered us out of that. I think it could happen again.
Is it a gigabit or a gigabyte?
gigabit per second.
Okay.
And on a future episode of Boomer Tech Radio, we'll discuss the differences. It's a little math thing, but it's why when you get a hard drive that says it's 500 gigabytes, but when you look on the screen, it's actually 400 something, it's a math thing.
It's a math thing, okay. Is it kind of like a math thing with the Congressional Budget Office where it said it's going to be under a trillion? It's really going to be under a trillion. Yeah. However, we're not counting that $227 billion, which then pushes it over to a trillion, that they're going to have to pay the doctors or the money they're taking out of Social Security or the other these other little items. You know, the only thing is you know what? If you're going to vote for it and pass it, vote for it and pass it. But you know, let's stop playing games with numbers and stop. You know, is money going to be there? Federally funded abortions going to be there? If so, just say it. You know, if not, you know, say that. But it's you know, this smoke and mirrors. This it feels like a shell game that they're playing. Come on, people! You're supposed to be elected. You're supposed to be honorable men and women of this country. Just put it out on the table and have the guts to vote for it and just say, look, we're going to pass a bill that's going to cost trillions of dollars. It's going to raise your taxes, but it's going to provide health care. And it's going to do this. It's going to be, you know, so people can have this and people can have that. Yes, we're going to fund abortions for women because they're being discriminated against because there's no federal funding. Say it. Just say it. That's all we want. Honesty. Honesty from elected officials. And then you pay the price or you get rewarded. That's right. Pay the price or get rewarded. But stop the shenanigans. Stop the smoke and stop trying to hide behind verbiage. Just say it. Unless, of course, you have no idea what's in the bill, then we're even in more trouble. We got to take a break. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
Seems here to stay. What does this mean for your investments and what steps should you take? Uncertain times call for experience that you can trust. By working with your Morgan Stanley Smith Barney financial advisor, you'll gain insights that can answer these questions to make important investment decisions for your portfolio today that can help you reach your future goals. Please call Rick Hill at 223-4200. That's Rick Hill at 223-4200.
Simple Green is the original non-toxic and biodegradable all-purpose cleaner and the number one choice of homeowners and do-it-yourselfers for over 30 years. Simple Green is safer for you, your family, your pets, and your household services. Simple Green really works, and the concentrated formula can be custom diluted for use all over your home, saving you time and money. No more buying multiple expensive bottles of cleaners for different cleaning jobs. Simple Green is all you need. Visit SimpleGreen.com today for money-saving coupons, cleaning tips, contests, and more.
In today's economy, business owners share two common goals: to do things better and do them cheaper. In their overwhelming need to do more for less, their solution, cheaper, is the lowest price. Discovering after the fact, cheaper comes at the expense of quality and results. NorCal Presort, your business mailroom, works with trusted local printers to ensure you the lowest possible price and maintain the highest quality to get you results. This is why Reading Printing works with NorCal Presort.
Hi, this is Ken Peterson of the Reading Printing Company. We've been in printing for over 73 years, making us one of the most relied-on printing companies in the area. Our customers come to use us because they know they will get quality workmanship every time. NorCal Presort handles our mailings because they get it done right every time.
Reading Printing and NorCal Presort, two local businesses you can rely on to get you results affordably. Stop by NorCal Presort at 835 Industrial, just off Hilltop, or call me at 221-6895. NorCal Presort, your business mailroom.
All right. Can everybody take their seats and settle down, please? Hey, come on, guys. We got a lot of work to get through today, okay? Now, let's start with some word problems. Okay, let's see. This question is for Jacob. Jacob, let's say you work 25 hours a week after school at the deli, earning $8 an hour. Sally works 30 hours a week at the movie theater, earning $Y an hour. And Sean works 40 hours a week at the auto shop, earning $X an hour. Then how are you going to drive your mother to her dialysis treatments every day and still find time to finish your science project this week?
Some students are tackling more than just their schoolwork, which is why more than 30% of them aren't graduating. But you can give them the boost they need to make it through by visiting boostup.org.
All right, listen up, class. This next question is for Susan. If you pick 27 apples and you give away 30%, how many apples will you...
Visit boostup.org today. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Now, you may think that song is called You Sexy Thing, but I think it's I Believe in Miracles. That's what I think it is. This, yes, of course, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio. We are streaming. And so if you hear any, like, glitchy kind of things that are happening this morning, it's because we're, like, upgrading. And as many of you know, that when you upgrade your computer, something kind of slides around. So we're having a good time with that. We don't mind sliding around. Speaking of
a good
groovy,
time.
groovy, and uplifting and empowering, March 20th, that's this Saturday from 10 to 4 at the Wildside, they call it the Wildside Community Room. It's the coffee Wi-Fi room that's right next to Tobacco and Brew. Beautifully done, beautifully appointed. Joe and Shelly, who own Tobacco and Brew, have done such a great job. And Shelly's putting on a day. It's free to the public. It's all about empowering women. We want to encourage you to go. They've got, you know, hair analysis and skin care and health and nutrition and just things for women and men. To go into a room where everything's in one place, a very easy parking in the back. It's on Hilltop Drive. And enjoy magazine and just all these little bits and pieces of information to help improve your life. That's this Saturday at Tobacco and Brew in their community room next door. So from 10 to 4, see you there.
Hey, our guest on the line today is Bob Adams, League of American Voters. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Well, you know, it's a big time, momentous time in our nation right now, and when we're talking about health care. And you are with the League of American Voters. Hello.
I am.
Okay.
I am. Our website is at usaleague.com, and we are running ads all across the country. We're up in 21 different congressional districts right now. Talking about health care, and basically the message that we're sending to these congressmen is, are you going to be the deciding vote? Are you going to be the deciding vote that cuts Medicare by $500 billion for our seniors? Are you going to be the deciding vote that is really going to wreck the best health care system that mankind has ever known? Our health care system is not without faults, that's for certain, but doing what the Obama plan intends to do will just turn it on its head and really hurt a lot of folks, hurt a lot of Americans.
You know, Bob, they're getting worried. I guess the CBO came out today, the Congressional Budget Office came out and said it's going to be under $1 trillion and that it can save up to $1 trillion over the next 20 years. Did you hear that?
You know, I haven't seen the Congressional Budget Office report. You could take a number and squeeze it about a million different ways and get it to say something different. I think the big smoke and mirrors here is the second 10 years of the Obama plan. The first 10 years, they got all the math to work out because, you know, they're delaying the benefits out 4 years. You know, there's no benefits for 4 years on this thing, but you pay the taxes and seniors, you know, get hit with the Medicare cuts on the front end. The second 10 years, the math is even fuzzier with this. Assuming that the math actually works and makes sense, and meets, you know, all the criteria that they say, you know, it's going to, you know, it's intended to meet. But the second back end of this, you know, the second 10 years is, you know, just a complete, utter disaster. Not that the first is any better.
Well, you know, the thing that is, how can you figure out in 10 years what's going to happen? I mean, who predicted the recession we were going into, you know, even 4 years ago?
Exactly. And government is traditionally inept at budgeting anything. I mean, if the government says something's going to cost so-and-so amount, guaranteed it's going to cost 10 times that amount. I mean, that's – government is never right in terms of budgeting and spending. And, you know, there's massive waste, fraud, and abuse in government spending all the time, and especially in health care, in Medicare, for instance.
Okay.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
Okay, Bob, tell us a little bit about the League of American Voters. What is your organization?
Well, we're a membership organization. We're very new, actually, but we've taken off very quickly here. We were founded back in August of this past year, so we've been around, I guess, 8-9 months now. And very quickly, we've put together a membership that's well over 60,000 individual members throughout the country. They're donors to our organization as well, so people pay membership dues. We've raised, as a result of that, over $6 million. So it's really been incredible how quickly we've grown. It's far exceeded, you know, what my initial projections were for it when I launched the organization back beginning of August. Our focus, we have a very broad agenda. It's basically less government, you know, no Obamacare, none of these, you know, phony stimulus packages, none of the TARP stuff, you know, where bankers get, you know, free loans and then, you know, maybe they'll have to pay it back. And if they don't, that's okay because the government will just take it over. You know, we're opposed to all that kind of stuff. We believe in individual liberty, the free market system. And that's really what we were founded upon. But we spent a lot of time on Obamacare the past several months, as has really everyone.
You know, I don't know if everybody, you know, just how could you not be following what's going on with the health care? And there was a Representative Paul Ryan outlined the cost of these reforms when he was on MSNBC, and how the figures will, he explained why cost figures are going to keep going up and not down. But the host, I guess this guy's name is Ed Schultz, said, when it comes to health care reform money, I don't care how much it costs. And I have a feeling that there's people out there that that's just the way they feel. Unfortunately, and when we first started off today on the show, it was like there is so much there's so much subterfuge, there's smoke, there's mirrors. And I believe the American people would just like the representatives to stand up, say, this is what the bill is. You may not like it, but this is what I'm going to vote for, and then let the voters take care of it the next election.
Well, you know, you're right in that you know, it's just crazy to make the statement that I don't care how much it costs. You know, that's basically a poor man's statement. Poor man's money skills is what it boils down to. And unfortunately, a lot of our members of Congress have that because they're completely drunk with ideology as opposed to, you know, doing what's right, what's practical, what's pragmatic. And I really believe the vast majority of Americans believe in doing what's right, believe in what's pragmatic, what's practical. Many of them have learned that lesson, unfortunately, over the past, you know, couple of years here with the economy, just, you know, how important it is to be practical with your money.
Yeah.
And again, you know, the problem is that Congress doesn't see that. They're just drunk with ideology. And that's why we have to stop Obamacare and why my organization is running ads all over the country trying to really force the hand of these congressmen to remind them who they represent, which is the people. The people sent them to Washington, not Nancy Pelosi in San Francisco.
Okay. Hey, look, we've got to take a break, Bob. Hang on with us to the other side here. This is Carl on the Bottom, Free Fire Radio. If you have a question for Bob Adam, who heads up the League of American Voters, call us at 605-4567. This is KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Prisons Mattress Gallery in Reading introduces a breakthrough in gel sleep systems, the all-new OrthoGel Advantage Mattress. OrthoGel offers the ultimate in pressure relief sleep with over 7,000 pressure relief cells in every queen-size mattress. It conforms to your ideal sleep posture without creating the body cavity you get from memory foam mattresses. You sleep comfortable in the summer and winter because OrthoGel is heat neutral, and Prisons provides a 20-year warranty on all OrthoGel beds. Try to find that anywhere else in the sleep industry. Prisons Mattress Gallery is your exclusive store for OrthoGel, where you'll find honest discounts and the best prices every day on every bed in stock. Right now, save 30, 40, up to 50% off select OrthoGel mattresses in stock at Crisson's Mattress Gallery. Plus 12 months same as cash, free local delivery or free bed frame, and we always haul away your old bedding. Locally owned Crisson's Mattress Gallery, 2355 Athens Avenue next to Lazy Boy Furniture Gallery. Tonight and every night, get the best night's sleep you've ever had with your new OrthoGel mattress from Crisson's. Join your community in a cooperative effort to support and honor our veterans. That's what NorCalVets.com is all about. If you're a business, an individual, or a group that offers any type of discount to veterans past, present, and future, NorCalVets.com will provide free of charge a link to your website, description of your services or products you provide, and any discounting or additional services rendered to veterans. NorCalVets.com is all about our community supporting those that have defended our country. NorCalVets.com believes we should not only support our veterans and their families, but also those companies, individuals, and groups that support veterans. For more information, please visit NorCalVets.com and scroll to the bottom of the page for contact information. NorCalVets.com.
If you don't ask the tough questions, who will? Come discover the grand jury. There's no more important, interesting, and exciting public service than being a member of the Shasta County Grand Jury. Listen to former grand jury members.
The grand jury is the public's watchdog, investigating local governments and officials.
I felt it was important to watch how taxpayer money is spent.
Serving on the grand jury is very rewarding. We really made a difference, and I learned so much.
I enjoyed working with the community movers and shakers.
Discover the Shasta County Grand Jury. Come to the Grand Jury Open House Thursday evening, March 25th at 5:30 in the Turtle Bay Museum. If you're interested in government accountability, if you can serve about 15 hours a week and have the skills of listening, asking thoughtful questions, and helping write good reports with other interested and interesting people, mark your calendar for 5:30 p.m. March 25th at Turtle Bay. For more information, go to ShastaCountyGrandJury.org. If you don't ask the tough questions, who will?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. It's 7:25 in the morning. Our guest is Bob Adam from the League of American Voters. Bob, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, we've been talking about the health care. What is the does the League of American Voters have their own plan on the best way of handling health care?
Well, we're not a policy group per se. Let me be clear. My job is very straightforward right now, and that's to kill this bill. There's a lot of great ideas out there to solve a lot of the problems that are out there, no doubt. But we're not a group that sits down and writes out public policy papers. There's other groups like the Heritage Foundation and so forth that engage in that. But my job is primarily to kill this bill because it's just so bad. Some of the ideas that certainly would be well suited to be in any health care reform bill, you got to do something about the tort reform. Huge costs are added into the system because of lawsuits. Doctors are doing all sorts of unnecessary tests often because they got to cover themselves from the lawyers out there that are looking to make a buck on the backs of people, and then there's the whole issue of being able to go out and buy insurance over state lines so that you're adding more competition to the system. I think everyone thinks that if there's more insurance companies out there for one to choose from, that the competition itself will help drive down some of the costs. One problem that I see out there that is, really onerous is the fact that if one isn't part of a group membership, let's say you're self-employed and, you don't have multiple people who work for you, you're only one person, you can't buy into a group plan. And the problem with that is that the difference between a group health plan and an individual plan is not only cost, but you really can't get, at least where I live, you can't get a decent individual health care plan. The co-payments are outrageous. You might as well, it's almost as if you might as well not even have insurance because it's just, it's crazy how expensive it is. So those are some very practical fixes that one could put into the system. But again, we don't have this in this current health bill because what this is really about is not about reforming health care, not about making things better or even reducing costs. It's about putting into place this gigantic government infrastructure. An infrastructure that basically takes over 1/6 of the U.S. economy.
Yeah. Okay.
Nothing
Bob,
else matters.
Okay, Bob, we've got another caller here. John, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you this morning?
Fine. You have some questions here or comments?
I just have a quick couple of questions for Bob. I'm a little confused about why people keep calling this thing Obamacare. I don't care. I want it defeated. And I believe what we're referring to is HB 3200. Is that correct, Bob?
You know, I don't recall the exact bill number, only because there's been so many different bill numbers. And, of course, you know, now they're actually looking at the Senate version of the bill. That's actually what the vote would be on
Which
if Congress actually votes on it instead of just adopting
it.
I'm sorry?
Is that the reconciliation version of it?
You know, I haven't seen a bill number on the reconciliation yet.
In fact,
I haven't even seen the legislation. I know that they got the CBO number out a little bit earlier this morning, so I don't know if they have actually assigned a number to it as of yet, or even if the paper on it actually exists or not yet.
Yeah,
it may be still behind closed doors at the White House and Nancy Pelosi's office.
Well, I see that John is saying it's hard to fight it unless you have numbers and everything, but... What else did you have, John?
Well, just I'm real concerned about this generic identification. I'd like to find some actual information out about what bill we're trying to stop.
Yeah, and that's a real good point. The bill that the House has, everybody's talking about 2,700 pages, but
right,
is that the one that they're voting on?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, that's a great issue to talk about because. You know, to my knowledge, as of this morning, no one other than Nancy Pelosi and the president have seen what it is that the House is going to vote on, not even members of Congress.
Scary, isn't it?
And I imagine that's probably still the case. I haven't seen anything as I'm surfing the Internet now at all the sites that I'm familiar with.
I don't understand how our legislature, Congress and Senate, can be voting for a bill that nobody even knows exists, what it is. This just has me... Confused, that's all.
Hey, we're going to have to take a quick break here.
Okay.
John, thanks a lot for your phone call, and we're going to have to wrap this up after this break. This is Carl Indebaut, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
You know the business, and I know the chemistry. This Sunday, there's only one show that's got every critic hooked.
You're on to something special.
The Los Angeles Times hails Breaking Bad as the best show on television.
Yes!
Explosive raves the Denver Post.
They're closing in!
Spellbinding says the Boston Globe.
This is high-end cartel work.
The Emmy Award-winning series returns.
The game has changed.
Breaking Bad premieres this Sunday night at 10, 9 Central, only on AMC.
Taking care of an elderly parent can be an exhausting job. There's no need to do it alone. Home Helpers has been there for many families in the same situation you are in. Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, describes a typical situation.
They are run down, mom and dad are demanding so much time and attention that a lot of times when we come in, we can alleviate that stress and really help that family become reunited again because they just need a little bit of help.
The parent and adult-child relationship works best when both are independent. Home Helpers can help restore that relationship with assistance for the parent in a way that is a relief for both the child and the parent.
It's hard for kids to also be the child and the caregiver. And sometimes we can take on the role of caregiver and let that child just be the child again.
Home Helpers can provide transportation, meal preparation, housekeeping, and many other services to suit your needs. Call Home Helpers for a personalized assessment.
Hands can do incredible things. This is the sound of 326 hands playing Mozart. This is the sound of 10,942 hands showing appreciation. 64 hands building a house for the homeless. 142 hands swimming a triathlon. 18 hands winning the big game. And this is the sound of two hands helping to save a life. It's called hands-only CPR, and it's recommended by the American Heart Association. If an adult suddenly collapses, call 911, then push hard and fast in the center of their chest until help arrives. It's incredibly easy and effective. Hands can do incredible things, but nothing compares to using them to help save a life. Find out more about this latest method of CPR at handsonlycpr.org. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
Going shopping?
Explore the choices.
And shop Reading.
Hello, this is Frank Strazzarino, president of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce. Did you know that when you buy goods and services in Reading, you are supporting a local business, its owner, and employees in these tough economic times, and your tax dollars give us better police and fire protection, maintain our roads, parks, and trail system, and contribute to our Reading quality of life?
Going shopping?
Explore the choices.
and shop Redding.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here are 605-4567. Our guest today is Bob Adam, who is from the heads up the League of American Voters. And the League of American Voters are putting out a, could I say, multi-million dollar campaign aimed at congressmen to vote against the health care bill?
I'd say that's accurate. We certainly have quite a few ads out there.
Okay. Well, we've got to wrap it up here, Bob. Is there what do you think the chances are of the of this bill passing?
Well, my last count is that the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi, is now down 8 votes. So, you know, it's really 50-50. It's hard to say. But folks can go to our website, USALeague.com, and help support our ads, help support our organization, become a member, so we can keep these ads up to kill this awful bill.
Okay. Well, you know, it's interesting, you know, this whole concept. And to me, I guess it's democracy in action, but there's parts of it that I think most of us are, you know, you're starting to get like a taste in your mouth that isn't exactly one of, you know, citrus fruit when you're watching our congressmen and our Senate in action here for the last couple of months on either side.
Well, you're exactly right. In fact, it's not even democracy in action when Congress is threatening to, when they want to vote, when they don't want to vote, when they want to pass, you know, the takeover of 1/6 of the U.S. economy without actually voting on it, that's not democracy. That's dictatorship, and that's got to end in Washington.
You know, and that's the thing I think that bothers me the most is that, again, as we talked before you got on, was, you know, if you're going to vote for something or vote against something, stand up and do it. Don't use subterfuge. Don't say that I voted for this, but I didn't really vote for the bill. I mean, this is ridiculous. Anyway, hey, Bob Adam, thank you so much for being a guest today and for calling in.
Thank you for having me on.
You bet. All right. You know, we're just this healthcare thing is just going to be an extraordinary event, one way or the other. If it doesn't pass, there's got to be other parts that will. And if President Obama, if it doesn't pass, the only thing he needs to do is go back and start piecemealing it, and he could probably get everything he wants, because people say, well, we need this, we need that, but who knows? Anyway.
Well, before we take a break, I want to tell you real fast about the weather, because we have a fabulous day ahead of us again. It's going to be a high of 76. Yesterday, you know how gorgeous it was. But today's going to be a little bit breezier than it was yesterday, with a northwest wind of about 10 to 13 miles per hour. But however, Bob pressed a paper in front of me that said there's going to be 40-mile-per-hour winds on the valley. So for you people who are driving the big rigs, be careful. Tonight's going to be clear with a low of around 47. Again, a little bit the gusty winds, high up to 23. So be careful if you're wearing hairpieces.
If you're riding your motorcycle, you may have to lean a little bit.
You may have to hold down that baseball cap.
Hey, you know what? The last thing before we take a break, because we have some great guests that are
very
in our
special
studio.
Guests.
Very special. And, you know, there's going to be a classic car show this weekend. We're going to be talking about that. It's a lot more than that. But we're going to talk about that when we get back. But, you know, just going back the last couple of seconds, is the state of Idaho is the first state that just passed a resolution that even if Congress passes the health care bill and it says it's forcing people to buy health insurance, the state of Idaho has said that it's illegal in the state of Idaho to force people to buy health care insurance. And the governor just signed it. There's 37 states that have got bills just like this. They're working their way through their legislature. And so this is a pretty significant number of states, 37, that believe that you can't be forced to participate in this, so it's we're going to follow that one, because there's constitutional lawyers that say it doesn't make any difference, federal trump state, but then I think maybe we ought to start taking, you know, I mean, states have a right to make some decisions for themselves, and if, you know, people being forced into things, which we are every day more and more so, it's nice to see a state kind of stand up on its hind legs and at least say, you know, not for us. Got to take a quick break. Carl Lindabot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
You know, there's an auto parts store just off the highway with over 90,000 car parts and 75 years experience. It's open 24 hours a day and will deliver any purchase over $75 for free. Want to go? Here's the address, advanceautoparts.com. Oh, yeah, that would be off the information superhighway. Right now at advanceautoparts.com, save 10% on all brake pads and shoes. Plus, we'll match any price on the same product. See site for details. Advanceautoparts.com. We'll help you keep the wheels turning.
Hi, Joe Adamson with Adamson's Peak Performance. Ladies, how are you fitting into your favorite pair of jeans? At Adamson's Peak Performance, we've got fitness solutions, including personal training, small group personal training, the Take Shape for Life nutrition and weight loss program, and now the Skinny Jeans Women's Boot Camp program. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006. Get the details, get in the program, and get back into those jeans. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006.
This is Nancy Sutton Pierce from the Conscious Living Show. Join me on Saturdays, 11 to noon. We have an exciting guest lineup. You can see who and what we'll be talking about by visiting nshouseofyoga.com. From anti-aging therapies to love languages, we talk about everything. Please join me on Saturdays for the Conscious Living Show, streaming live every Saturday, 11 to noon at KCNR1460.com. Brought to you by Hilltop Medical Clinic and Nancy Sutton's House of Yoga.
How times have changed. When our founding fathers became our first politicians, they expected to serve temporarily, without pay, and then to return to private life. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Today, our career politicians spend too much of their day working to stay in office. Instead of making our lives easier, they make them more difficult, with more regulations, laws, and taxes. The Founding Fathers served our country as a duty, with no intention of becoming rich while in office. Today, many of our politicians become wealthy while in office. Besides a paycheck, they also have travel allowances, living allowances, better retirement, and better medical than is available to the ordinary citizen. Not all politicians exploit their office. There are good guys, but they are outnumbered. And then, there are those that do not pay their taxes until they are caught. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hello, this is Barbara Jacobson.
And I'm Dana Peterson with the Largent team at Keller Williams Realty.
What is it you don't know about real estate that you really want to know?
Or need to know?
Wondering when an REO is?
Or a short sale?
Is it a good time to sell or is it a good time to buy?
What's happening in the lending market and how does it affect you as a seller?
Or as a buyer?
Get the answers to your questions by calling 248-5602 or listen every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. to the Kurt Largent Real Estate Radio Show.
Right here on KCNR 1460.
Good morning, Redding. It's nice to have a dancing husband.
Yeah.
Or a dancing partner standing next to you just dancing up a storm. I don't know, maybe it's the song called Obsession.
Maybe it's a good thing there's no camera in the studio, which Bob keeps threatening to bring in, and I said, no, Bob, no.
7:42 this morning, 605-4567. That's the hotline to our station here, KCNR 1460.
And to our hearts.
We are streaming. You can go to KCNR and hear the show. It is the 18th of March this morning. Can you believe that? We're starting off at the 18th of March.
And it's also going to be 2 days.
How many?
It's 1 day before the beginning of Squirrel Wars.
The Squirrel Roundup in Cedarville. We are going to be part of that group.
Call it anything you want, Squirrel Wars. We're going north.
You know what's happening this weekend, too, something that's going to be a lot of fun. But let's talk about the intention behind it, because we can always have a lot of fun, but it's even more wonderful when you take a classic car show that we're talking about. The Hilltop Estates is putting on this classic car show this weekend. It's hosting to honor those of our veterans. They're going to have free barbecue hamburgers and hot dogs, and they're going to kick off the program with the following events. But before the events, let's welcome Corrine and Dale Niedheimer. Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Did I say it right?
Yes.
Woo! Okay, let's talk about Hilltop Estates. Let's go there first, and then we'll go into this wonderful history you have.
Yes, Hilltop Estates is a holiday independent retirement community, and being it's a very patriotic building. All of our events are geared towards patriotism, and last year we had a big barbecue honoring our veterans, and we did an indoor honor wall, We also not only honor veterans, but surviving spouses of veterans. Yeah, exactly. So on our honor wall inside Hilltop Estates, we've got photos and history of those that served in the service and then also surviving spouses. Hilltop Estates specializes in helping veterans with long-term goals through the VA. We have a gentleman that comes in for free that does seminars that help with that monetary goal.
Yeah, it's called the Aid in Attendance Program.
Right, and this Dave Lanford from the Shasta County Veterans Office was really pushing this, and his replacement will be here, I believe, next Monday.
Oh, okay.
And that's one of the programs that we like to also push out there, too, is the fact is that if you've served during a wartime, not necessarily in war, but during that era of war, that now we're talking about probably your parents or maybe as we get older ourselves, you have earned this a stipend to help take care of either your parents or yourself from the government that a lot of people don't even know about.
Amazingly enough, that has been in existence for over 55 years. And so that benefit has been available. It's just recently that we've really been able to help those veterans to be able to get that word out to let them know that that aid and attendance is available for them for their long-term benefits. And a veteran, a married veteran, can qualify for almost, you know, over $2,000, a single veteran, $1,644, and a surviving spouse, $1,056 a month to be able to help with their long-term benefits.
So the spouse does, too, even after the...
Exactly.
If the veteran and his spouse are both alive and they both need assistance, and, you know, the veteran rates it, does the spouse also rate it, or does it have to be after he passes away?
No. If they're married, then they both receive that benefit, but it's the veteran that qualifies.
Okay.
And if it is the spouse and the husband or wife has deceased, then the spouse gets that benefit. Yeah.
All right.
So does the spouse have had to been married to the veteran at the time they were both, he was serving?
Yeah, yes, but they have to be married.
Right.
And one has to have been deceased for the surviving spouse benefit. But they have to have been married at least a year.
Okay. But not necessarily while he was serving during wartime.
No, just as he's a veteran.
Okay, so they've been at least a year. Okay.
Well, let's talk about your history.
You two are not just a couple of pretty faces.
You have such a colorful and very rich history. You've served in many levels, and on many levels, as we would say. Could you, first of all, Corrine, tell us a little bit about yourself? And let's go back a little bit with your history. Law enforcement?
Yeah, law enforcement. Started in law enforcement right 18 years old. Started with the Sheriff's Department. Ended my career there as well.
And this was
over 20 years.
And this was in Indiana?
Actually, we started out in Shasta County.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sheriff Jim Pope was our sheriff.
Okay.
And so 25 years. Met my husband, of course, 25 years ago there as well. So it's been a very enriching career for me, you know, in that aspect of things. We've done a few things after law enforcement, independent contracting, and that's been very enriching. So we've gone quite a few places and done quite a few things to be able to help our veterans and our military, our law enforcement families to be able to keep that training alive. So.
How did you get into the Far East?
We started in martial arts. When I met my husband, he got me involved in the martial arts. And with that, that led to a lot of training, a lot of defensive tactics. And with that, that's how that grew. And so we ended up doing a lot of training, some over in Japan. We're directly linked to Okinawa through our lineage with the martial arts. So.
And Dal, I hear that your grandfather was a judo expert. And that's how you got involved?
Yeah, my grandfather was in the Marine Corps and was a judo instructor when I was 12. And naturally, I went fishing with him a lot in Oregon and learned from his character and the way he brought himself about around people. And it intrigued me. So then he brought on the aspect that he was a judo instructor and the kindness that he had, the way he presented himself. So I wanted to be a lot like him. And naturally, I asked him to start training me. And the rest is history as far as training in law enforcement and martial arts.
Well, you know, the Marine Corps has started their own martial arts program, it's martial arts programs that started, I guess, now 5, 6, 7 years ago, maybe even longer, where before we would just mix it up with bayonets and clubs and, entrenching tools. And now we've made it a lot more no, I guess more, you know, scholarly, that we teach different ways of taking other people down, defending yourself, but it always kind of comes back to entrenching tools, clubs, and bayonets. But every Marine, officer enlisted, male, female, is trained, and you work your way up through the different belts on how to protect yourself and how to fight barehanded.
Yeah, they've actually parallel with the martial arts as far as the belts,
right,
which is a great program. We've done some research on that, and the Marine Corps is definitely right on the money when it comes to training.
Well, it's, you know, part of it is, you know, I know it's hard to believe this, but many of our youth have come up without any physical contact. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, I mean, you know, fighting or, you know, or I mean, they're taking out the gym classes. And this way, it literally teaches them how to get thrown on the ground, how to recover, find out that they can take a couple of blows and recover from these. So I think it's great training.
Yeah,
go ahead. We're just going to have to take a quick break here, and we're going to come back. We're going to talk about the Classic Car Show. Wrap up how I love the story of how you started here, how you left. You traveled the world. You have been empowering people with your practice in judo and self-reliance and how to just take care of yourself, really. Big bottom line there. We're going to come back. We talk about what you're doing here, Hilltop Estates, and the Classic Car Show. Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio, 605-4567. We'll see you on the other side.
Tobacco and Brew is the place to visit when you're looking for that unique cigar or special cup of brewed coffee. The women that work at Tobacco and Brew are well-versed in their expertise, whether helping you choose the right cigar, tobacco accessory, or making that soy latte with no foam drink. Additionally, there is now a well-appointed room to enjoy your coffee, use your computer with the free Wi-Fi, or have a meeting with your friends or organization. Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. So much more than just a great tobacco shop.
It's no secret. Identity theft is a major problem in America. Think you're not at risk? Unfortunately, you are. Do you hand your credit cards to servers at restaurants? Do you sign your credit cards? Do you supply personal information over the internet? If you can answer yes to any one of these questions, get the experts on your side. It can take just minutes to steal your identity, but years to repair the financial damage and emotional toll on you and your family. Contact Marty or Pat Wyatt, Independent Associates, at 339-5695. Find out how their Identity Theft Shield can help you.
Welcome to Five Star Bank, where we take a professional, progressive, and personal approach to every relationship. Whether you partner with us through our small business banking program, open a Capital Green savings account, or secure a home loan through our mortgage division, you'll find that Five Star Bank genuinely cares about you. Really, it's all about relationships, and we would like to get to know you better. Come on into our office at 358 Hartnell Avenue, or visit us online at fivestarbank.com. Professional, progressive, and personal. Five Star Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
With over 100 years of combined service to Shasta County, Longcrest and McDonald's Chapel are there to help you through one of the most difficult times of your life. When you lose a loved one, most of us don't know what to do first. One call to Longcrest Chapel and you'll reach a caring, professional staff that will guide you through the arrangements and coordination of services. Whether in the Longcrest Chapel or a church of your choice, Longcrest will be there with you every step of the way. Longcrest specializes in cremations and will help you find a cremation package that will be affordable for your family, but also offers a full range of services, including burial with an on-site cemetery and a beautiful new cremation garden. Call Longcrest Chapel, where diligence, attention to detail, and professionalism are the hallmarks you'll find at Longcrest. They're listed in the white pages. Call 222-1587. Longcrest Chapel and Memorial Park, where excellence meets affordability. Your local Dignity provider.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Carl and Linda Bott. KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio. We're talking to Corrine and Dell Nietheimer, who run the Hilltop Estates. And they've got a great program for their residents, especially veterans. And this weekend, March 20th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., they're going to be hosting a Classic Car Show in honor of those who have served our country and communities. Free barbecue, the Color Guard from the United States Army, National Anthem, Pledge of Allegiance, and then the car show begins. The Hilltop residents, which is cool, are going to be the ones judging the cars. And then after that, of course, is the barbecue and the professional photo display of Missing in America, Honors in Arlington by Eric Machko and Larissa Browning. That is the Missing in America project that went back that last May. In fact, almost a year ago now. It went from, it's almost a year ago. It left from Reading and went clear across the country to take the remains of three veterans.
Let's talk about that, the photographers who went on that trip. Tell us about what you're going to be doing that day.
Well, both of them will have their display of all of the pictures that they have there, and we'll have those for viewing there inside Hilltop Estates as part of on this program as well. And so we're really excited to be able to have them there. They've been very gracious, and we have some of their books as well to be able to donate for a drawing for those that that come. So that'll be great, because then they'll be able to get that that book out to the public and some of our residents. And they've donated two of those books also to be able to be part of our library there for our residents.
These
so we're
beautiful.
Really excited about that. Oh, it's phenomenal.
We have one out in front of in the lobby. About how many cars do you expect?
Roughly, we're shooting for 60 to 80 cars.
Wow. So beware when you're driving up, and be careful when you're driving up on Hilltop, because you're going to, you know, that's going to be a looky-loo.
Yes.
Every make and model is every color. It's going to be phenomenal. Everything from the horseless carriages to the modern hot rods are going to be awesome.
The Marine Corps would be bringing over their Hummer from Sacramento, too.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Staff Sergeant Wilcox.
We'll also have the VHA Huey helicopter out there as well.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
You have a Huey. Is this the one that they have here in the city then?
That's correct.
Okay. Great bunch of guys that are doing that.
So it starts at 10 o'clock. It is free. 10 o'clock to 3 p.m. at the Hilltop Estates. That's on Hilltop Drive. And then at 2:30 is your award ceremony. So
the residents will be judging there at Hilltop, and so they have some big trophies for those that have bringing up their cars up there, and the residents will judge, so it'll be great.
Okay, you're at 451 Hilltop Drive, and if people need more information, it would be 530-241-4444.
Well, thank you for all that you do for our veterans. Thank you for being really involved, and we love this new saying, because it started last week, for putting your skin in the game.
Well, it is.
I love that saying.
And your past, and we haven't just started touching on it, because we're going to have you back on, because on May 22nd, you all have something else, too. You've got, again, you're honoring veterans, and this is going to be to honor the all of our veterans, and again, another barbecue. And what's the purpose of that one?
That one is going to roll off the one we did last year. Mm-hmm. It'll be our second annual Veterans Barbecue. And our role behind it is we're eventually would like to build an outdoor patriotic wall up there on Hilltop near that walking trail in honor of those veterans in our current military and those that serve our community, fire departments, police department, sheriff's department, and show those that walk and those that may have not served in the country, or let them know and give them some history behind what a patriotic wall is.
That's great. You know, you two are, you know, it's an honor to have you all in here. You know, this is something obviously that you want to do, and you don't have to do this.
Well, and part of that public service still comes back around with the law enforcement aspect of things, but you got to have the heart for it, and we certainly feel like we do.
Yes.
You know, and a retirement community, you know, being in charge of that is probably an interesting job.
The history that we have in that building is over the top. Not only the veterans and their surviving spouses, but just the people from the age of 55 all the way to 100 and a half. We have one resident's 100 and a half, and so the history in there is just amazing.
You must have some exciting dinners.
Absolutely over-the-top dinners. We have chefs that prepare all of our meals up there, so come enjoy a chef-prepared meal with us.
Oh, that we like that,
yeah,
definitely.
Yeah,
okay.
Well,
thank you for being our guest, and like I said, we'll do what we do. Again, this is Carla Lindebaugh. We're always streaming KCNR 1460, and you'll hear some of our shows in the archive. Again, we're talking about the beautiful car show that's called the Residence Family and Friends, a classic car show on Hilltop Estates. That's on Hilltop Drive. This weekend from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., there's going to be over 60 to 70 cars and the Hummer from the Marines down in Sacramento. And there's going to be the Color Guard and the Pledge of Allegiance, all the good things that are very patriotic. So come out and support that event, and thank you so much for being our guest.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. You know, when we come back, we're going to have our next guest at the top of the hour, Andy Main, who is the business of the year right here in Reading, Shasta.com, and we're looking forward to that, talking about, you kind of, you know, as last week we had the Young Entrepreneur Week, where all of our guests that week were young businessmen and women who said, when we asked, well, what can we do to make it better here? And they had some opinions, and we're still collecting those that we're going to be putting up. But anything from free space to get people in here to cutting the fees, and I mean, we learned a lot of things last week, and I'm looking forward to talking to Andy when we get back here. Tomorrow is going to be a big day. We have Dr. Doug McConnell going to be talking. I mean, this man is quite the gent.
He's the new heart surgeon at Shasta Regional.
Yeah.
And what a storyteller this guy is.
This is Carl Lindebach, Free Fire Radio, Clearly News Talk Radio.
This is KCNR, Shasta Reading.
With the arrival of spring, it's time to start planning your home improvement projects. Need a new screen door or new windows, a new surround sound system, or high-def TV? Visit the booths of Nicolette Glass and Clyde's Home Entertainment at the original Spring Home and Garden Expo presented by Popovics Productions. Are you planning for a new carpet and flooring, a new heating and air conditioning unit, or a new spa? Talk with Shasta Lake Floors, Alliance Heating and Air, and Phoenix Spas. Come see the newest in ideas and color designs and green technology March 26th, 27th, and 28th at the Fairgrounds in Anderson.
If you're a diabetic Medicare Part B patient, you know how frustrating it can be receiving your supplies from a large mail order company. The supplies you get may be the wrong ones. They may be delayed for some reason, or they may not arrive at all. And when you call with questions about your order, you can seldom talk with a live person. Well, here's great news. Owens Healthcare can now help you with your Medicare diabetic supplies. We're local, reliable, and you can talk with a real person. Enjoy the convenience of receiving your supplies directly from our diabetic experts at Owens Healthcare on Court Street, downtown Reading, or have them delivered right to your door. We will automatically call you when your supplies are low so you won't run out. And we'll bill your Medicare Part B insurance as well as any supplemental insurance you may have, resulting in no out-of-pocket expense to you. Now, really, can you get that kind of service from a mail order company? Call today and have your supplies to you tomorrow. Owens Healthcare, making your life easier.
Come join us for the second annual Boondocker Ball, featuring the Straight Ahead Big Band, presented by the Northern California Veterans Museum. A 40-style USO dinner and dance, Saturday night, March 27th. A great night honoring our veterans. All proceeds go toward the opening of the Northern California Veterans Museum in Shasta Lake City. For tickets, visit Jones Fork for Tobacco and Brew, or call Christine Sullivan at 223-9329.
She's in the Army now.
Welcome to Five Star Bank, where we take a professional, progressive, and personal approach to every relationship. Whether you partner with us through our small business banking program, open a Capital Green savings account, or secure a home loan through our mortgage division, you'll find that Five Star Bank genuinely cares about you. Really, it's all about relationships, and we would like to get to know you better. Come on into our office at 358 Hartnell Avenue, or visit us online at fivestarbank.com. Professional, progressive, and personal. Five Star Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Preparing for a landscape project with new plants and shrubs? Need a tractor to help you get the job done? Meet with the professionals at Axner Excavating, Shasta Growers, and Team Power. The Spring Home and Garden Expo showcases the best in new products, ideas, and design concepts by local businesses. All happening Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, March 26th, 27th, and 28th. The original Home and Garden Expo features many more local businesses, local ideas, and offers great savings with exclusive show discounts. Your premier local Home and Garden Expo, March 26th, 27th, and 28th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds.
Longi Entertainment is your new media resource in Northern California. Our services include audio and video solutions to get your message across to a small indoor meeting or a large outdoor event. Longi Entertainment has been providing sound systems for all types of clients for more than 30 years. We can also produce your next television commercial, training video, or web presentation at local affordable rates. Longi Entertainment Enterprises, 223-3515. That's 223-3515.
Ha ha!
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here are 605-4567. And it's Thursday, March 16th, and it's a beautiful day outside. It's going to be a beautiful day.
A little windy. A little windy, but it's going to be about 76 today. And currently it's... What is it?
It's the news coming
crazy.
On.
Crazy. Right? It's currently crazy. Oh, it's okay. Oh, we want to talk about a women's fair that's happening this weekend. It's happening over at Tobacco and Brew. It's called their Wild Side. You're whispering. I can hear it over here, Carl.
Sorry.
You guys, I got freaking frack over here in front of me. And plus, we have a very special guest that's sitting here that I'm businessman of the year, and I'm a little embarrassed. But, you know, you know what this is like. You deal with all this. But before we go there, I want to talk about a women's fair that's happening this weekend, for, March 20th from 10 to 4 over at Tobacco and Brew. Their new community room is going to have a beautiful free event for women, empowering women. It's awareness for health and beauty. So if you've got some time on your hands and you want to take your girlfriends out to do something that's going to talk about hair analysis and skin and massage and things that are going to empower your body to make you feel better and healthy, learn something else, a different approach on how to be able to feel better. That's happening this weekend. Our special guest this morning just won Business of the Year, and we are so honored to have you with us this morning. You might know him as Shasta.com. Andy Main, good morning.
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl. It's great to be here this morning.
Well, we're really
coming
happy
to our mayhem.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
You picked a day that Fox News decides to take a hiatus today.
Good morning, Andy.
Well, I certainly didn't pick the day, but I certainly think that Fox needs to get their act together to get onto this station.
That was just cool. Okay.
This is one of the reasons the Chamber of Commerce has said Shasta.com is the business of the year.
Well, Andy, let's begin with, let's tell our audience, or could you please tell us a little bit about Andy Main and in your history before we go into Shasta.com. Who are you? Tell us about your history.
I'm a Reading boy, born and raised. Yeah, my folks moved up to the North State from the Bay Area back in the late 40s. My dad was in the lumber business, so I grew up one of five boys with sawdust in my veins. Spent a lot of time jumping around log piles and lumber decks growing up in Central Valley, the sawmill that is now Sierra Pacific. My dad ran as Maine Lumber Company back in the 60s. Yeah, back in the 50s and the 60s. So I'm the number three of five boys. We all grew up, born and raised here in Reading, went to Enterprise High School, and we still have the house. My folks have passed away, but we still have the house that we grew up in. And all but four out of five of us live here in the area, so we're pleased to be able to have a lifetime here in this gorgeous town of Reading.
So, did one of your brothers live in the house, the original house?
No, actually, we have it as available as a vacation rental.
Oh, how wonderful!
And for weddings and things like that, it's down by the river, and so it has a nice location, a big backyard, and a large deck. We've had weddings there and large events. We had a fundraiser last year for Riverfront Playhouse, where we raised $12,000 for Riverfront.
Oh, that's fabulous!
Yeah, so
let's talk about that. Yeah.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun spending time there. I have a brother who's up this week, and we're putting on a new deck in the backyard. So we're thankful for the nice weather, because with the wet weather, we weren't sure if we were going to be able to do it or not.
I think that's so great. You had this wonderful childhood, and you've honored your parents, and you've honored your heritage by keeping the home. And all of you can come. Okay, call your brother. Are you having it this weekend? No. Okay, we're going to go this weekend. Or if you're going to be there this weekend, we're going to join you this weekend.
Yeah.
That's great. So how did Shasta.com begin? And tell us about what Shasta.com is.
Shasta.com was started in November of 1995 by Greg Frank, who was also a local gentleman who early on understood the technology and was one of the first companies out there next to Snowcrest to actually have internet service available to the public. And so he started Shasta.com in 95, and then I met him through a friend, Greg Moss. Most people know Moss Lumber Company. And Greg said, Andy, you need to go over there. Greg Frank could probably use your help. And so I went over there, and we started talking, and he said, hey, I'm really tired of the business. I like the technical side of it, but the business part of it I don't do. And so I ended up buying the business from him in January of 97. and we were operating a very small office out of the, what's the radio station that's on Hartnell? I want to say KVIP, I believe, the Christian station. They had a, we had a one room in their office, and there was three of us, and it was just all a very, really small, cramped quarters, and the computer logistics had an office there, and they had a one quarter of a T1 line, which a T1 line by today's speeds is almost slow. But we ended up serving just, about 300 to 400 customers off of that in the dial-up days. And we began looking for a place there. And then in the fall of 97, we rented a place near Nello's, next to Nello's on Vicelli Lane. Mm-hmm. And then we were there for probably about 7-8 years. And then we acquired a business, another early internet service provider here in town called Awesome with Don Rolette. And we acquired Awesome, and then we moved into their office on Mistletoe, and we've been there ever since.
Oh, you just...
Well,
I want to know, how many people does Shasta.com serve?
Well, the numbers are less today because a lot of people are moving to high speed, and we're having challenges, and AT&T really doesn't want small businesses like ours to compete. But we have over 3,000 customers.
That's a lot.
That's good. That's
great. That is a lot. And you have been voted Business of the Year.
Which we want to talk about when we get back.
Sure.
And then we also want to talk about, because you've got such a great reputation here in town, is the business climate, you know, what you would see, this new the new Google...
Fiber.
The Fiber thing. Yeah, coming in here, what you think about that, you know, all these things. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
If you're a diabetic Medicare Part B patient, you know how frustrating it can be receiving your supplies from a large mail order company. The supplies you get may be the wrong ones. They may be delayed for some reason, or they may not arrive at all. And when you call with questions about your order, you can seldom talk with a live person. Well, here's great news. Owens Healthcare can now help you with your Medicare diabetic supplies. We're local, reliable, and you can talk with a real person. Enjoy the convenience of receiving your supplies directly from our diabetic experts at Owens Healthcare on Court Street, downtown Reading, or have them delivered right to your door. We will automatically call you when your supplies are low so you won't run out. And we'll bill your Medicare Part B insurance as well as any supplemental insurance you may have, resulting in no out-of-pocket expense to you. Now, really, can you get that kind of service from a mail order company? Call today and have your supplies to you tomorrow. Owens Healthcare, making your life easier.
Sheer bliss. That's how I wake up every morning since the purchase of my Natura Latex All-Organic Mattress from Cresson's Mattress Gallery. No more aching back, no more tossing and turning, all because Natura and Mother Nature have mastered the art of combining comfort and durability by bringing together latex, wool, cotton, and bamboo to give a great night's sleep every night. Now with a special purchase, Cresson's Mattress Gallery is passing the savings on to you with 30, 40, and 50% off. Don't miss this chance to sleep like a kid again. These prices are limited to stock on hand. Hurry in to see Steve and Sonny and let them show you the mattress that will give you blissful sleep also. 1 year same as cash, OAC, free local delivery or free bed frame, and always free haul away of your old mattress. Adjustable beds, conventional latex beds, and chemical-free organic beds. Choose from several models and save up to 50% off the regular price. Only at your locally owned Cresson's Mattress Gallery. Reading's exclusive Natura mattress dealer, 2355 Athens Avenue, next to Lazy Boy Furniture.
Welcome to Five Star Bank, where we take a professional, progressive, and personal approach to every relationship. Whether you partner with us through our small business banking program, open a Capital Green savings account, or secure a home loan through our mortgage division, you'll find that Five Star Bank genuinely cares about you. Really, it's all about relationships, and we would like to get to know you better. Come on into our office at 358 Hartnell Avenue, or visit us online at fivestarbank.com. Professional, progressive, and personal. Five Star Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hey, well, all right, sir, here we go there. What are they going to give for?
Listen every Saturday morning, 7 to 8 on KCNR 1460 for Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave. Do some spring cleaning now and we'll help you sell it. Just about anything except guns, ammo, and animals. We can announce your yard sale, garage sale, or event. So give us a call at 605-4567. Sponsored by Amsoil, Bibles, Books, and More, Leslie's Good Health Massage, and Essex Heating and Air.
That's right. Good morning. 8:13 in the morning. I'm sitting here gabbering about where's that office located, Mistletoe. I know where Mistletoe is. It's where I get my nails done.
This is Carlin DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Our phone lines here are 605-4567.
I know it's so trivial, but girls do that.
Okay.
Guys don't.
Yeah.
Guys don't do it. Well, you might say, you wouldn't say, well, that's where my barber is. You'd say, oh, yeah, that's the lane that connects, you know, Hilltop and Churn Creek. And we go, oh, yeah, that's where my nail lady is. She's over there on Mistletoe. I'm just having a good time this morning. You know, it's a beautiful day. I'll tell you what.
It's a beautiful day outside.
Did you feel the shift?
Oh, I have short sleeves for the first time this year. I'm so excited about springtime.
Yeah.
I felt the shift yesterday. I mean, it's been rainy and dark, and I love it. You know, you have to embrace the weather. And it's so happy to see that our ground become saturated, and we have, you know, a wonderful reservoir of rain. But when the sun comes out, man, there's something that happens.
Yeah.
So, and you brought a lot of sunshine with you today with that smile of yours.
Thank you.
And we're here to congratulate you for being Business of the Year from the Chamber of Commerce. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. It was certainly a shock to me.
In case people are just tuning in, it's Andy Main, who is the Chamber of Commerce Business of the Year with the Shasta.com. Andy, one of the things that and we're going to be talking the whole gamut here, but one of the things we talked earlier today is Google.
Google. Yes, Google Fiber. It's a popular topic now in rural America. The company Google out of Silicon Valley and here in California has put a request for information from cities who are interested in having fiber installed. Google is going to pick one or two cities somewhere in the United States to do a fiber project. They're going to light up an entire city with fiber optics. And so there's kind of a rush by the rural America to be the city chosen by Google. Redding is one of them, and Chico's one of them also. Now, a lot of people say, well, you know, fiber, what's that? And I guess the best way to describe it is to say the information superhighway that has evolved in the last 15 years since the early days of the Internet are leading the pathway towards better business and better economy for those communities that can offer high-speed service for large businesses. I can expand on that by saying, why do people need high speed? The services that are available over high speed networks, such as backing up your corporate network, are often done locally. But if there's a problem locally, if you have a fire, all of your data is gone. Data is really, really critical to a business's success and longevity. And so with fiber, you could actually transport your data off-site to a secure location so that your data is actually really secure. There's also some applications on computers that require a high-speed connection, and if it's on the local office, our local offices are wired. But if you have multiple offices, you can't offer the same high-speed services at both offices without a large expenditure in today's world. If we had fiber, that cost would be much lower so that we can connect our offices throughout the city, and everybody can be on the same high-speed network.
Well, this is going to happen. I mean, this is going to eventually occur.
Eventually, this will happen.
Throughout the United States.
There's a movement going on in Redding, and I encourage everybody to go to the Google RFI.com and register. It does require that you have a Gmail account so that you can nominate your city. We'd like to see everybody go online to Google RFI.com and to nominate Redding so that we can get that.
I have a Gmail account right now. My line is open, I believe. Sometimes we have a little glitch here and there. But, Bob, you have Boomer Tech on the weekends, and you so are all about this. You have a question?
I do have a question, and maybe Andy can answer this. Back in the 90s, I was in San Diego. There was a big push at that time. I mean, huge projects, trenches in the ground to get fiber up to homes. And suddenly the whole project died, the funding dried up, and it went away, and it was all last-mile copper became the mantra. What happened?
Well, I don't know exactly what happened in San Diego or San Jose, Bob, but I do know that fiber has been run throughout much of the city along the freeways so that there is fiber in the ground, but mostly it's between the major metropolitan areas. Scott Putnam, the owner of Apex Technology, gave a presentation to the Shasta Technology Association 2 weeks ago and explained that in order to cut into the fiber that's actually running through Redding, south and north, it's about a $10 million proposition. And there's people who are using that fiber right now. And if you can imagine a a cable that has thousands and thousands of strands of glass in it. You know, to break into that is a highly expensive proposition.
Well, terminating fiber is an extremely technical and not without its hazards for the person doing it if it's done wrong. But, yeah, it seemed like the project just suddenly dried up and blew away to get fiber into homes, and we went with copper making that final link, and that's always puzzled me.
Yeah, now in Sacramento, out in the West Sacramento in the Roseville area, Sure West is a telephone company that offers high-speed cable telephone and Internet over fiber. They have, lit up the entire city and community with fiber to the curb, which is to every household. And so for a very reasonable price, the people can have telephone, high-definition television, and Internet service at incredibly high speeds.
Well, that's what they're talking about. So you encourage everybody here in Reading.
I do.
As does the
evolution of the technology. Right. More and more people are going to and getting they're downloading videos, they're getting Netflix and those kinds of things, movies over the Internet. And with fiber, I think that we're going to see satellites and other ways of delivering television services go away, because as fiber gets to the house, it's much faster and much better quality than any of the other
more
types
stable.
Of communication.
Is
and
it
it's
more stable?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
And why do you think the Shasta.com was voted Business of the Year?
Oh, that's really a good question, Linda. The only reason that I can think is that we have been doing a lot of advertising over the years, and that we have been pushing the technology envelope. We've promoted ourselves as we build bridges between people and technology. Because of the advertising that we've done, we have a name in the community as a company that helps people bring in new technology. We are a service provider, so there's probably a lot of people in Reading who have used our service at one time or another. And we deal every day with people who have technological problems, and so only the worst problems comes to Andy's desk. And so I always think, oh, my gosh, we can do so much better. And getting this award was such a shock for me. My wife and my general manager, Dave Bartle, my wife Nancy, they found out about the award in January. And, of course, the award wasn't until February 26th, so they kept it a secret all that time. I had no idea. And I think about this every year when it comes along. I say, someday. Yeah, so I didn't expect for it to happen now.
Well, you know, it did happen. And
well, congratulations.
It happened to a great business and a great guy. We're going to have to take a break here. Our guest is Andy Main, who is the Chamber of Commerce Business of the Year, Shasta.com. This is Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
Boomer Tech Radio can now be heard at a new time, Saturday afternoons from 2 to 3, right here on KCNR 1460. Every week, we cover what's happening in the world of technology, from the latest discoveries to practical information on using digital cameras and taking the plunge into email and exploring the online world safely. Join us, Bob, Brenda, and Alan, Saturdays 2 to 3 for Boomer Tech Radio, here on KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
Hi, Joe Adamson with Adamson's Peak Performance. Ladies, how are you fitting into your favorite pair of jeans? At Adamson's Peak Performance, we've got fitness solutions, including personal training, small group personal training, the Take Shape for Life nutrition and weight loss program, and now the Skinny Jeans Women's Boot Camp program. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006. Get the details, get in the program, and get back into those jeans. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Hi, this is Sharon Gaber-Kavich, owner of Home Helpers. And Judy Garland said it best, there is no place like home. And at Home Helpers, empowering you to stay at home is our first priority. Home Helpers specializes in affordable, non-medical home care for seniors, new moms, and those recovering from injury or surgery. Home Helpers hires compassionate caregivers to help with everyday challenges. Whether your need is for a weekly trip to therapy, the grocery store, or a helping hand and friendly face around the house, we can help. Caregivers can provide transportation to appointments, light housekeeping, cooking meals, and more. Home Helpers caregivers are available by the hour or by the day, and all caregivers are screened, insured, and bonded. If you have questions about non-medical home care and how Home Helpers can assist you, call Home Helpers at 226-8350. That's 226-8350, or online at homehelpers.cc. After all, there is no place like home. Home Helpers, making life easier.
Mark your calendar for the event of the year, the date April 15th. It's the show Shine, Wine and Dine at Anselmo Vineyards. You're going to get to meet celebrities like Bo Hopkins and Paula Matt, both original cast members of American Graffiti. You're also going to get to see that 1951 Merc and that awesome yellow coupe that was also featured in American Graffiti. Come to Anselmo Winery and get to see it all. Show, Shine, Wine, and Dine starts at 11 a.m. on April 15th. This is the place you want to be. Oh, 55 hamburgers, fries, shakes, and banana splits. And you know what else? The beautiful and talented Beverly D'Angelo will make a very special musical guest appearance starting at 3. What a blast! I'm telling you, Anselmo Vineyards is the place to be. 50 awesome cars, prizes, celebrities, live music by Double Take. Wow, what a party! Anselmo Vineyards, Show Shine, Wine and Dine, April 15th.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. Our guest is Andy Main, Chamber of Commerce Business of the Year, Shasta.com. And you just told us how surprised you were.
That's to say the least. And then my whole family ended up showing up in the back of the room, which I had no idea that it was happening. So it was a pretty happy moment.
Well, congratulations. Well,
thank you very much.
It's a big thing.
Obviously poured your blood, sweat, and tears in the community and stayed here for a long time. Your parents
as
would be very
proud. As we all do, Linda and Carl, as we all do.
Well, you know, we learned, you know, the term last week was putting skin in the game, and we all have done that, yes.
Yes,
and,
we have.
In fact, we're getting our knuckles a little bloody this morning here. you know, one of the things I really want to talk to you about, Andy, is that, you know, you fall into this group of young entrepreneurs that are moving Reading forward.
I'm proud to be in that group.
Well, you know, what do you see as the future of Reading as far as business?
Well, Reading is such a wonderful community because we're really two steps removed from the hustle and bustle of the big cities. And that's why people choose to live here. You know, it's a little bit of a guarded secret that we're such a wonderful part of the North State. And other than the heat, we always tell people that, you know, the summers are deadly hot, so you probably don't want to move here. And I think that has kept our population from booming to 300 or 400, stopped it from booming to 300 or 400,000 like some of the other cities that were the size of Reading back in the 60s and the 70s. Reading is just a great place to live. It's a great place to raise a family. The city, the community works really well with the government, the state, the local, the federal government. All of the agencies work really well together to make Reading work. I mean, Reading works. That's the wonderful thing about it, is certainly we all have our problems. Every community does. But because of the size of our community, our leaders often get together and solve the problems that other cities are really challenged to solve. And I think that the group that's run by the Shasta Regional Community Foundation, the Leadership Reading Group, has a wonderful program for up-and-coming business people that teaches us why it is that this community is so wonderful and powerful and how we all work together to solve the problems that large cities are challenged to solve.
Have you been involved with Leadership Reading?
I have been. I've been through the program. I went through the program in 2001, and I've been active in supporting the website that they have at leadershipreading.com.
That's cool. I have a girlfriend that's going through that right now, and unfortunately, I know Carl was asked in the past to do that, but you know, you had time conflicts, and
unfortunately that I was asked, or unfortunately that I couldn't do it.
No, I meant
yeah,
unfortunately
I know.
You were asked, but you couldn't do it because of time constraints.
Right.
So,
well, you know, I think it's a great program.
And it is.
Obviously,
it is
the
a great
people
program.
That are the people that are in it are all leaders in the community.
That's right.
Or will be future leaders. What do you see? What do you see as impediments? I mean, you've been very optimistic and very, you know, obviously moving forward. What do you see as impediments here to business?
Oh, I think that the impediments are that there are restrictions. The state fiscal problems and the current economic situation are creating challenges for all businesses, and that the things that all businesses have to do to succeed. Become more difficult in an economy where people just aren't spending money. And so I think that it's important that people realize that if we pull together, that if you spend your money locally, that it's going to help all the local businesses and we're going to come out of it sooner. There are very few reasons that I can think of why businesses are challenged to work in Reading, other than the fact that there's only 90 to 150,000, maybe 200,000 people to serve. And so when businesses look at moving to an area, they look at the economic demographic of the population, and we're a little bit thin. We're on the small. We're still considered on the small side, a small town, even though it's 90,000 people.
You know, one of the things that was said, brought up last week, is some of the fees that, especially for restaurants, and that a restaurant is going to open business here, they're paying twice the amount in fees as restaurants that are opening in, like, you know, I think it was San Antonio, Texas. And I mean, huge cities that we're paying twice the fees for. I mean, have you heard or have you run into that or heard of this?
I certainly have, and I have some personal experience, and I certainly follow it a bit on the local politics. The challenges with starting up a business or building a building, the construction challenges that we face from the city planners and the county planners. I don't know that, and it's unfortunate that the city planners don't have an incentive for bringing businesses in and working with businesses to allow them to invest the money that's necessary to do that. I mean, to have to spend the thousands and thousands of dollars to build a building, I don't think it's proper. I don't think it's right. I think there's a better way.
Okay, so there's a way that, you know, would help people, at least give them a leg up when they're starting a business here, is to take a look at the fees. You know, one of the things that we saw, too, was that and we've got to take a break in about 30 seconds, was there's so many rules and regulations and, you know, in the codes here. And talking to Cameron Middleton, I said, does anybody ever go through there and look at each one of them and see which ones are just really bad? We got to take a break. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. President Obama says the economy is recovering, the job market's improving, and
the jobs bill I'm signing today is intended to help accelerate that process.
It includes tax breaks for companies that hire people now unemployed. Healthcare reform will cost $940 billion. The Congressional Budget Office also says it'll cut the deficit by $138 billion.
We are absolutely giddy over the great news that we've gotten.
Democratic Congressman James Clyburn still trying to convince skeptical Democrats. Republicans say we should say no.
It's not too late for the American people to continue to speak up.
House Minority Leader John Boehner. She calls herself Jihad Jane and says she's not guilty. Accused American terrorist Colleen LaRose in court in Philadelphia.
She appeared in court today with cornrows, tight braids pulled back into a ponytail. She came out shuffling. She was handcuffed.
Fox's Laura Engel. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice in Reading. I've learned that getting and staying healthy is easier than people think. It's about making a lot of little changes. To see what I mean, join me Saturdays at 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460. Sponsored by Lazy 69 Ranch, home of my favorite grass-fed beef and pastured eggs, and East Earth Tradewinds, the North State's number one source for medicinal herbs and acupuncture.
Join your community in a cooperative effort to support and honor our veterans. That's what NorCalVets.com is all about. If you're a business, an individual, or a group that offers any type of discount to veterans past, present, and future, NorCalVets.com will provide free of charge a link to your website, description of your services or products you provide, and any discounting or additional services rendered to veterans. NorCalVets.com is all about our community supporting those that have defended our country. NorCalVets.com believes we should not only support our veterans and their families, but also those companies, individuals, and groups that support veterans. For more information, please visit NorCalVets.com and scroll to the bottom of the page for contact information. NorCalVets.com. Dr. William Farrell is a family dentist with over 30 years of experience in all phases of dentistry, including sedation dentistry for those who are among the 90 million Americans afraid to go to the dentist. Whether it's a broken tooth that needs to be fixed, yellow teeth that need whitening, or pain that needs to be eliminated, Dr. William Farrell and his experienced staff can help you regain your health and a fabulous smile. Here's what a patient wrote to Dr. Farrell.
Dr. Farrell, thank you so much for accepting me as a new patient, fixing my big problem on the spot, and establishing a treatment plan that made sense and was affordable. You and your wonderful staff carefully explained my options and allowed me choices. You listened to me. I was so surprised when you called to see how I was doing last night. Thanks again.
Dr. Farrell served in both the Marine Corps and the Navy and offers special consideration to veterans. And to accommodate busy schedules, Dr. Farrell offers evening and Saturday appointments. Call Dr. William Farrell at 547-5757 or visit his website, palosidrodentistry.com.
Leslie's Good Health Massage, 1263 California Street. Call at 339-1910. Massage benefits the mind, body, and spirit. Available are Swedish, hot stone, chair massage, and many others. Our website is goodhealthmassage.net. We also do special events, so call for your appointment now at 339-1910. That's 339-1910. Leslie's Good Health Massage.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio. Carl and Linda Bott, our guest is Andy Maney. Yes, we're all in here dancing. Like,
yeah, we're having a
well,
good time.
You know what? Yeah, it's a bunch of white boys dancing.
It's called Bow Wow Wow. That song is Bump by Bow Wow.
Yeah. Well, it's called Bump Music.
Oh.
Okay.
I thought it was called Bump.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm literal, Bob. I'm looking over there and it says Bump by Bow Wow.
The,
Okay. What do you say?
And the, we talked about impediments, you know, some of the things here, you know, before we took our break for the news and everything, which, by the way, is back on the line. And how, you know, there's fees have been a problem. You know, one of the things that I've heard and we've talked about is the idea of going to colleges or universities. And when they graduate, you know, they have job fairs and to have a place fair. In other words, you graduate from college, you've got a university, you've got an idea for a business, and that Reading can be a startup spot for you.
Yeah, that actually has. There is an effort that's been done out of Chico to form a group of venture capital cities throughout California, and there's a guy in Chico who has started a foundation. He's been in the venture capital business for years. And his business model is you go to each community and you try to raise, in Reading, I believe the number is $5 million that you get, and you get wealthy people to put into a fund, and that money goes out to, they have businesses that come in and they do presentations. It's been at the Cascade Theater the last 2 years where new businesses that are starting up in Reading come together and they present their products and services to a group of people and to an audience that's welcome to attend. And then this fund actually will loan the money to these people to help them get started at very desirable rates. And then when they pay it back, the fund perpetuates. So it's a perpetual fund that's available for startup businesses.
Really? I mean, have you heard of that before?
It's fun
to be able to follow the story of a business that's picked out that chooses this avenue and is actually selected.
I can get that information for you.
That.
I'll give that to you.
Yeah, we'd like to have that on. Here's somebody that, you know, that has the idea and the ability to do something like this.
And Reading supported it. The people of Reading put the money together to support this upstart business.
Yeah, I think it's called Venture Island. I don't know if that name rings a bell for you.
I've heard Venture Island. Oh, I've heard about that, but a couple years ago. Not recently, but
yeah. And so for businesses that are larger, what happens is if they get chosen in a small town like Reading, if they have more needs, I think in Reading that the numbers that they're looking at are like $25,000 to $50,000. But some business startups are looking for $100,000 to $200,000 or $500,000. If they qualify at a city, they become eligible to go to the greater group so that there's a pool of all of these cities. So part of that $5 million, half of it goes to investing in local businesses, and the other half goes to investing in regional businesses so that businesses that are doing well on a regional basis have the need for larger funding, larger, more funds, more money. And so they can actually apply through the mother corporation that actually gets a piece of all the local funding to fund their businesses. And it's the same process.
Well, I have a question for you, Andy. And by the way, if you're just tuning in, we're talking to Andy Main, who was chosen of Business of the Year through the Chamber of Commerce. Congratulations again. That's a wonderful, prestigious award. And you own Shasta.com. Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
Well, Linda, I love what I do. I've often asked this question. I'm 55 years old, and I still have kids at home, and I see my time 10 years from now spending a little bit more time with my kids. But in a perfect world, I'm not going to retire. I might just work a little bit less. And a little bit less might be a full-time job for other people, for some people. But if I could work two or three days a week doing what it is that I love to do. I mean, there's parts of the business that that are near and dear to my heart that I'm really good at, and there's some parts that I have to hire people because they're much better at it. So the technical side I leave to other people, and the website development, online marketing, and getting people in the search engines is kind of a love of mine.
That's great. And I can just tell from meeting you, you are a kindred spirit in that you like that feeling of empowering people.
Yes.
And you leave them knowing before you walked into the door, you helped them to achieve something. There's great satisfaction in that.
Well, technology is frustrating for a lot of people, and I've lived that for 15 years. And that's why we like to think of ourselves as a business that helps bridge the gap, that we help bring the new technologies into your life and into your business so that you can benefit, so that we all can benefit from from everything that the Internet has to offer.
Well, thank you for being our guest today. I think that's wonderful to leave with such a positive spirit. And that's why we have Boomer Tech. And we have guys like Bob and Brenda Belongi who live in computer and, they are adorable geeky, the computer geeky people that I love so much. And I take that and I say that with love in my heart and not, they call it the geek squad. These guys, it's an essential part. They're our doctors. They're like doctors for us.
One of the things that after we take the break is I want to ask Andy is what businesses do you think you'd like to see come into Reading?
Okay.
All right. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Clearly News Talk Radio.
Tobacco and Brew is the place to visit when you're looking for that unique cigar or special cup of brewed coffee. The women that work at Tobacco and Brew are well-versed in their expertise, whether helping you choose the right cigar, tobacco accessory, or making that soy latte with no foam drink. Additionally, there is now a well-appointed room to enjoy your coffee, use your computer with the free Wi-Fi, or have a meeting with your friends or organization. Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. So much more than just a great tobacco shop.
Mozart toasties are so very great. Kids rejoice when Mozart's on their plate.
They know they're quite nutritious.
And so delicious.
They'll lick the dishes.
And soon you'll realize how impactful your kids in popping and the arts can be.
They'll get better grades, make more friends, and express their individuality. When they learn to play some music, act or paint or dance or write creatively.
Hot from the toaster and filled with the essential creative thinking skills of an 18th century musical genius, Mozart Toasties are an important part of an arts-healthy childhood. Studies show that involvement in the arts helps kids increase test scores and promotes academic achievement. Feed your kids the arts. For 10 simple ways to learn how, visit AmericansForTheArts.org. The arts. Ask for more. Brought to you by Americans for the Arts, the NAM Foundation, and the Ad Council.
If you're a diabetic Medicare Part B patient, you know how frustrating it can be receiving your supplies from a large mail order company. The supplies you get may be the wrong ones. They may be delayed for some reason, or they may not arrive at all. And when you call with questions about your order, you can seldom talk with a live person. Well, here's great news. Owens Healthcare can now help you with your Medicare diabetic supplies. We're local, reliable, and you can talk with a real person. Enjoy the convenience of receiving your supplies directly from our diabetic experts at Owens Healthcare on Court Street, downtown Reading, or have them delivered right to your door.
We will automatically call you when your supplies are low so you won't run out. And we'll bill your Medicare Part B insurance as well as any supplemental insurance you may have, resulting in no out-of-pocket expense to you. Now, really, can you get that kind of service from a mail order company? Call today and have your supplies to you tomorrow. Owens Healthcare, making your life easier.
Hey, you. Yes, you. Join me live here on KCNR 1460, Saturdays from 9 to 10 a.m. on the Alana Burke Show. Catch my no-nonsense analysis of politics and culture in America today. I think your voice matters. So get out of your comfort zone, call into my show, and be heard. The Alana Burke Show this Saturday on KCNR. Sponsored by the Palisadjo Pharmacy, serving you for over 30 years. Same prices as the big box store, but at the Palisadjo Pharmacy, you're treated like family.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Clearly News Talk Radio. Carl Lindebaugh, our guest is Andy Main, Shasta.com, Chamber of Commerce Business of the Year. And this is something you started yourself, right, Andy?
Yes. Well, I actually bought an existing business,
right.
But it was a new technology business. When the Internet started back in 94, I was probably one of the first people in Reading to get a dial-up account. I have a degree in computer science, so I've always loved technology. My family grew up in the lumber business, and I worked in that business for about 10 years. But I knew that somewhere down the road I was going to be in the technology business. So I bought a business that had 125 customers. So basically built it up from scratch.
Well, that's great. Now, in our last last segment here, what business is, I guess, business or businesses would you like to see come to Reading? If you could attract businesses, and which ones would they be here?
I know that having lived my entire life in Reading and seeing businesses come and go and going through the Leadership Reading program, I learned that Reading needs all types of businesses. In order for our community to thrive, we need good manufacturing jobs. Historically, that was in the lumber industry. I think with the new world and the new technology, I'd love to see high-tech companies come to Reading. Part of the reason that the Google Fiber Project, whether it's Google or whether it's the city of Reading and our community getting together to get fiber available for businesses, when we have the infrastructure and the services available, businesses will come to Reading. I think that manufacturing and high-tech jobs are something that we need. There's a shortage of those people that are talented, that grow up here and they start their training here, end up going to the cities because there's high-paying jobs. What we need to have are businesses here that will come into town and provide high-paying jobs in Reading so that we can get a higher quality of people into the town that help business grow. And I'm not saying that we have a low quality of people. I'm saying that we have a shortage of talented people, and that when we have a community that supports growing businesses, both from the manufacturing sector and the service sector, that our community is going to fare better.
Well, some of those statements have been made is that it's almost as if we want to turn into some kind of service industry type of town attract, retire, you know, people, a great place to retire to. But to maintain our tax base and to maintain the vitality of our city, we obviously need to attract those businesses.
Yeah, there has to be balance, Carl. The retirement community is happening because the people who are baby boomers are growing up, and providing services for them are a critical part of the economy, but they aren't going to sustain. In 30 years, the baby boomer generation is going to be gone, and that we're going to need other businesses to support and thrive and to keep our local economy healthy. Yeah. Manufacturing has historically been one, whether it's lumber or other types of manufacturing, that provide high-paying jobs that bring in money from outside the community. And that's really important for the health and the growth of our community, is to attract businesses that bring money in as opposed to businesses that send money out. The big box stores, we all love the prices, but guess what? Every dollar we spend in a big box store, only about 15% of that stays in the community. When we spend that money locally, about 60% of it stays in the community and keeps our business healthy and thriving.
Well, that's what we push. We know, of course, we push local businesses and support local businesses, which is why we spotlight at least once a week spotlight a business that we're proud of and that people need to know about. Okay, this is one question we always ask. You're king now. What would you do to change Reading so that you believe that the businesses would come in here?
I would make Reading the easiest place to start up a new business in the state of California.
How would you do that?
I think that the community needs to invest in new businesses. I think that I would lower the fees from the city and the county government in order to are needed to attract new businesses. I think that the Stillwater Park is a great opportunity, and that the benefits of bringing in manufacturing and other businesses and creating incentives for them to come here by the city should be done. If they want to give away a parcel, that's fine, but make sure it's the right business that comes in so that it's bringing high-paying jobs for our community.
And not just a warehouse there.
Not a warehouse.
But we need to do something, because the only thing out there still are right now is cattle that are grazing on the land.
Well, it's been a long time in coming, and there have been a lot of people. You talk about blood, sweat, and tears. There have been a lot of people who have worked hard to make that dream a reality, and it's there. And we all need to get behind the city and promote it and help it to work as successful as it can be. It's a bad economy right now, but it's a perfect time to get new business into Reading to help us pave the way to a better future.
Amen.
Right. Well,
thank you so much for being our guest
today. Thanks for having me. It's
congratulations.
Fun to be here.
We'll have you on again.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You know, it's
our guest. Some of the people from your work, and we'll talk stuff like what's happening with the Google and what's happening with the T1 lines, and let's get into a little techie talk.
There you go.
Yeah, our guest has been Andy Main, who is the owner of Shasta.com, which is the Chamber of Commerce Business of the Year. Thanks, Andy, for being here. And,
thanks for inviting
and
me.
And this will not be the only time. This is Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, clearly news talk radio.
It's no secret. Identity theft is a major problem in America. Think you're not at risk? Unfortunately, you are. Do you hand your credit cards to servers at restaurants? Do you sign your credit cards? Do you supply personal information over the internet? If you can answer yes to any one of these questions, get the experts on your side. It can take just minutes to steal your identity, but years to repair the financial damage and emotional toll on you and your family. Contact Marty or Pat Wyatt, Independent Associates, at 339-5695. Find out how their Identity Theft Shield can help you.
Hey, Rachel, did you hear about TehamaTradingPost.com?
I just heard about them on the radio. Did you go to their website?
Yes, I did. It's awesome. You can sell just about anything you want, from autos to real estate.
So it's free online classifieds?
Yes, and TehamaTradingPost.com has coupons for local merchants, and you can view the website from your cell phone.
Dad, can I post ads for new employees?
Yes, you can, and that's free also.
Dad, thanks for recommending TehamaTradingPost.com. I sold my boat, and I was able to buy a new car and find an apartment for our two new employees.
TehamaTradingPost.com. Buy local, shop local, dine local, stay local.
Welcome to Five Star Bank, where we take a professional, progressive, and personal approach to every relationship. Whether you partner with us through our small business banking program, open a Capital Green savings account, or secure a home loan through our mortgage division, you'll find that Five Star Bank genuinely cares about you. Really, it's all about relationships, and we would like to get to know you better. Come on into our office at 358 Partnell Avenue, or visit us online at fivestarbank.com. Professional, progressive, and personal. Five Star Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Taking care of an elderly parent can be an exhausting job. There's no need to do it alone. Home Helpers has been there for many families in the same situation you are in. Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, describes a typical situation.
They are run down, the mom and dad are demanding so much time and attention that a lot of times when we come in, we can alleviate that stress and really help that family become reunited again because they just need a little bit of help.
The parent and adult-child relationship works best when both are independent. Home Helpers can help restore that relationship with assistance for the parent in a way that is a relief for both the child and the parent.
It's hard for kids to also be the child and the caregiver. And sometimes we can take on the role of caregiver and let that child just be the child again.
Home Helpers can provide transportation, meal preparation, housekeeping, and many other services to suit your needs. Call Home Helpers for a personalized assessment.
So my uncle calls and he says he's dizzy and he's losing his balance. I'm like, Unc, you want me to take you to a doctor? He's like, no, I'm going to look up the symptoms. I said, your symptoms are you're dizzy and you're losing your balance. So he said, I can't get on the internet because my arm is numb. I said, well, use your good arm and dial 911.
Stroke's no joke. Dial 911. Time lost is brain lost. Seriously, dial 911.
Visit strokesnojoke.org, brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Phone line's here, 605-4567. Let's go to the lines. Good morning, Boo.
Good morning,
Carl. Hey, guy.
Hey, Linda.
It's always good to hear your voice. Tell us what's up today.
I'm just another spoke in the wheel. Anyway, the Patriot Guard riders are at it again today, probably on our fourth mission within 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Today we're escorting a WW2 vet, submarine vet, 87 years old, from Las Molinas. It's a two-stage escort. Some of the group will be escorting from Las Molinas to the Moose Lodge in Anderson, and pick up the rest of the group. We expect a large escort out to Northern California Cemetery in Igo, and it's our honor to do this for our veterans.
Oh, it's always a beautiful thing. So
at least the weather is today better than we've had in the past, where it was just pouring cats and dogs. Sure. But you all were always out there.
I'd like to share with you just for a second a refreshing story. I was stopped at a light yesterday with another rider, and we were on the front row, and the kids were crossing the street down by Enterprise High School, and a bunch of 6th or 7th graders were walking across the street, and this one kid stopped in the middle and walked up and shook our hands.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
Awesome.
Isn't that was just a thrill.
It probably made your day. Makes my day just hearing about it.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's going to be a service at Igo at 10 a.m. then.
No.
Or I'm sorry, at 2 p.m.
Right. 2 p.m.
Okay. Where are y'all staging?
Actually, we're going to meet the Las Molinas group at the Moose Lodge in Anderson and then pick up the escort from there out to Igo at 12:45 at the Moose Lodge in Anderson, and then we'll kickstands up toward Igo at that point.
Okay. Hey, Boo, thanks so much for your phone call, and ride safe today.
Bye.
Thanks. Right. You know, there's just been so many things. It's just, you know, such patriotic. Just a patriotic day, and we also wanted to give a shout out. If you haven't gotten the Searchlight, get the Searchlight, buy the Searchlight, because on Thursdays especially, they've got always have the date book and tells you what's going on. There's so many good things: restaurant reviews, movie reviews, and a bunch of shows coming up. But I just say, hey, Mark Beecham, thank you so much for the article in Anselmo Vineyards. You know that we love Anselmo Vineyards. We can't say enough about Anselmo's. We want them to stay here and grow and flourish their winery, their food. There's a great article on page 8. Anselmo Vineyards promises an unforgettable meal, and it is so true. Mark quotes it by says it perfectly in that it's a simple, great California cuisine menu. Always consistent, the creme brulee, their wines, their just everything that they do is just first class. And you'll see the picture of John Stadelli and one of the kids we've had on before. His name is Michael, but they call him Puppy because he's 17 and he's being trained by John. So anyway, Mark, shout out to you. And I know that you emailed into the station about healthcare, a question that we have, and so we're going to be covering some of that stuff tomorrow.
Yeah, our guest tomorrow is Dr. Doug McConnell. He's a heart surgeon, but there's more to that. He's a veteran. He's got some really good ideas when we start talking about disaster medicine.
He's a combat medic.
Yeah, well, he was a doctor, and he was a heart surgeon even then, and during the Vietnam era there, and. Things like if there's a disaster, how are we prepared for that?
And you know, he's just moved here.
Within the last year. So this is a way for us to introduce him, but also to hear what he thinks about the healthcare plans, but also about disaster preparedness in medicine. And, you know, it's not a lot of things that you would think. So that's going to be pretty interesting. And then, of course, tomorrow, after the show, we head north.
We have the Squirrel War Warriors that will be waiting in the lobby. So at 9 a.m., we hop into, there'll be a Hummer and there'll be trucks, and we drive up with ammo ready.
All the way up to Alturas and
then
to Cedarville. This is an official weekend they have up there.
And don't forget that we stop and have the best hot dogs and vanilla milkshakes on the way.
It's part of the tradition somehow.
Yeah, then we'll be heading for that one then. We've got another phone call today. Let's go to Sharon, line 1.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Good morning, Sharon.
I know it's quick. You got to leave. I wanted to say this. I attended the city council meeting, and it was a wonderful presentation by Rob Burles for the Veterans Museum. We are in such a patriotic area. I'm so proud to say that. And at the meeting, there was a young gentleman from, I think it was high school. He was so moved to speak. I spoke to him afterwards. He was so moved because there was a veteran who had come to his school and was telling the class about his experiences. And because that veteran stepped out of his box and went to school and talked to kids, their whole class learned things they had never learned before, and they gained a respect almost immediately for what this country is and what people are dying for. And he, of course, would love to see the museum here. I was just so touched that children, and there was a teacher who stood up and talked about her kids being exposed to this and what it's done to that. Our children are leading the world. We're living in a great place. I'm so proud to live here, and I want to encourage everyone to get involved in local politics because we can make a difference.
Well, we absolutely can make a difference, and that's one of the things. You know, people talk about, Tea Party this, Tea Party that, Democratic Party against this, Democratic Party for this. The big thing is just getting involved and
that's
having your voice be heard.
That kid who went to school and learned that stuff, I don't think he cares or knows about tea parties yet.
Right.
But he cared, and he just has that compassion because we are such a wonderful country, and he saw it.
And, you know, they had, like at Sequoia Middle School, had veterans speak to him, and they had a luncheon or a dinner for veterans. It's just there's so many things. You're right, Sharon. This is such a great place to live in. That it's people love their country that live here, and no matter what your political views. This is Carl Lindabot here on Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. But which are you?
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lori London. Democrats jump a major hurdle in the fight over health care reform. Fox Radio's Chris Barnes, live in Washington.
Well, saying its $940 billion cost is paid for, a preliminary report from the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office says the reform bill reduces the deficit by $138 billion over 10 years, but Republicans say it will also raise taxes and individual premiums. Top GOP Senator Mitch McConnell says it's not a done deal.
The reform we see. All we need is enough Democrats in the House of Representatives to do the right thing for the American people.
Democrats hope the House will pass it this Sunday, Lori.
Chris, spending money to help Americans make money. A jobs bill will get the president's signature today. Fox Radio's Rich Johnson live at the White House.
Well, the bill will create about $18 billion in tax breaks.
We will forgive payroll taxes for businesses that hire someone who's been out of work.